Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Last week, we were celebrating the end of last week an award for our Super League Grand Final coverage, which was great news. National Radio Award for that, which we're very happy with. And obviously, over the weekend, there were various other awards that should have been handed out. For example, yesterday, I would have doubled my success for the week by picking up the Most Unfit Dad in the Park Award.
Brilliant. How did you justify that?
Because we went to the park yesterday afternoon. Glorious afternoon.
Lovely. Took
the football out. There's Olivia and Finn out with us yesterday afternoon. And they, come on, Dad, play football. Okay. 30 seconds in. Where's the inhaler? It was ridiculous. I had a hoodie on because it was a little bit of a chill in the air. Right. After about 30 seconds, the hoodie had to come off. I was sweating cobs. It was ridiculous. So well done to me for winning the Most Unfit Dad in the Park Award yesterday. Just backing up our success last week, which award did you pick up over the weekend?
I won the Most Able to Beg, Borrow and Steal on Saturday.
Really? Why? What happened?
Well, after having a nightmare getting to the DW Stadium for Wigan Bolton, yes. I realised that not only had I forgotten my wallet, which had all my passes in it, and my money, but also my mobile phone in order to do the post-match interviews.
That was the only reason you'd gone?
That's the only reason I'd gone. So I had to blag my way past the security guards at the car park, who are now charging for car parking, so I didn't have money to park. Or prove that I was pressed.
Oh, that's very kind of them.
So they a big thumbs up and a big thank you to the guys there for letting me in. And then I had to beg, borrow and steal off other colleagues
in order to record the interview. Brilliant. So the Beg, Steal and Borrow Award this weekend goes to Chris Holdsworth, everybody. Well done. Okay. So if you were to win an award this weekend, what would you have won the award for? The Can I Ask a Favour Award this weekend goes to Julie, whose washer broke, apparently. She had to borrow washers off her mother and her auntie as well. Well done, though. Well, the award goes to you. Also, good morning to Nick in Winstanley, who's picked up this weekend the Best Looking Dad Waiting to Pick Up His Daughter from Irish Dancing Award. Very modest of you, Nick. Thank you to Ursula, who says my daughter Erin won the Biggest Mona Award this weekend. She moaned about everything. Oh, dear. Really? Trish in St. Helens says the Most Organised Mum for the Monday School Run Award goes to me. I'm very proud of myself, says Trish. There's nothing worse than being disorganised on Monday morning, so well done, Trish, for being the most organised. Hello to Craig in Worsley Hall. The Still Not Smoking After 4 Weeks Award goes to Craig in Worsley Hall. Morning, Craig. Well done. To you. And the Still No Good at DIY Award this weekend has been ripped from my clutches by the sounds of things. That's going to Steve Evans. Morning, Steve. Who is the husband of Trish. No, it's not Trish. That was Trish before, wasn't it? This is Liv. Hello, Liv. She says, my hubby, Steve, that mirror is still not straight, love. She says in Haydock. So morning, Steve. Morning, Liv. The Still No Good at DIY Award going to Steve Evans this morning. So well done to you. Right, let's play Little Lyrics with the kids from District CE Primary School in Newton the Willows this week. We're playing for Cineworld Lee tickets this morning. Jenny's here to play. Morning, Jenny.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Jenny. Now, you're on your way to work where?
I work at Harvey's Kitchens in Hindley.
In Hindley. Okay, so today... And what do you do there, by the way, Jenny?
I'm the finance manager there.
Finance manager. Okay. So over the weekend, presumably you were good with the household budget. If you're good with finances, is that right? Presumably you stayed in all weekend and didn't spend any money. Is that right?
No, I actually went out shopping, spent fortunes. But there you go.
That's no good, is it? That doesn't fill the bosses with any reassurance. Presumably there, if you're out being so spending with your money.
I just won't tell them.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it quiet, just between me and you. And you went out for a meal as well. Where were you? You had a nice meal. Where did you eat?
Casanostra in West Orton, lovely place.
Oh, is that Italian, is it?
It is, yes.
Sounds Italian. So, with Italian food, it's one of those things that you think you can recreate it at home and stuff. It's never the same as eating out, is it?
No, never. No, I think they've got secret ingredients in there somewhere.
A little bit of Italian passion in there, and yeah, just always tastes so much better when you eat out with an Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, then, Jenny, well, let's see if we need some movie tickets. We've got Cineworld Lee tickets up for grabs this morning. Our lyric from District C Primary School sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and this is my lyric. She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye.
Okay, Jenny, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's Pulp and it's Common People.
Yeah. Well done, Jenny. You got yourself a couple of tickets.
Thank you.
Go and see a film at Cineworld in Lee. Anybody you want to say hi to while you're on the radio with us this morning, Jenny?
Chloe. She passed the driving test on Thursday, my daughter. So I want to say hello and congratulations.
Brilliant. Congratulations, Chloe. Have a great day at work, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
Quick question for you. I don't know. Have you seen the new Stephen Gerrard movie? Has anyone seen the new Stephen Gerrard movie? Gone in 60 seconds. Oh, thank you. Take that wherever you're going today. And enjoy this. This is our Stephen Gerrard 9 before 9. OK, thanks for your contributions over the last 20 minutes or so. See if your song made it in here. 9 songs that probably won't be on Stephen's iPod on his way into training this morning. Here we go. The Stephen Gerrard 9 before 9. Off we go. Stomp. Brothers Johnson, very good. What else we got? Seems to be the hardest word. Rev Elton John. Oops, I did it again. Another season gone. It's too late to apologise, Stevie G. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wide. Tenuous, but 4 or 5 seconds. That's roughly how long it lasted, 45 seconds, wasn't it? Roughly. It only takes a minute. I knew that was coming. To get sent off. Please forgive me. Do you? Oh, yeah, but Luther really didn't mean it. One more have we got? Yeah, one more. That was 8. 9 is... NSYNC. Bye, 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 bye. There we go. Did you enjoy that?